It's time for another journey through the golden history of Hollywood and another podcast from WarnerArchive.com. I'm George Feltenstein, and I'm proud to be your host for this podcast. One of the biggest sensations in the era of the big bands was the phenomenal clarinetist Artie Shaw. And he was such a success in the late 1930s that MGM engaged his services to star in a movie, which was unusual for a big band leader at the time. Artie Shaw was the leading man, and the leading lady was his soon-to-be wife in real life, Lana Turner, who was then about 17 years old, I believe. And Lana Turner and Artie Shaw co-starred in Dancing Coed, which hit movie screens in 1939, courtesy of its production company, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Dancing Coed is now available on DVD and via electronic download by going to our WarnerArchive.com website, where you will find many films starring the lovely Lana Turner, who is one of MGM's biggest stars and whose films are among the most popular in the Warner Archive collection. Today, we're going to get a little taste of Dancing Coed by hearing the film's radio air trailer. These radio air trailers were sent to local radio stations throughout the United States by the studios to promote their respective films. What makes the Dancing Coed radio trailer so unique is that it features ample performances by Artie Shaw and his big band and their unique style. You'll hear songs such as Nightmare, which was one of his trademark compositions, as well as other songs written specifically for the film. So remember, Dancing Coed is now available on DVD and electronic download by going to WarnerArchive.com. And let's listen to the original radio air broadcast trailer for the 1939 MGM hit Dancing Coed. Enjoy!
Leo is on the air. This is your MGM radio reporter bringing you an air preview of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's glorification of glitterbugs and jitterbugs, of campus swing and college fling in the new motion picture, Dancing Coed. And of particular interest to radio listeners is that Dancing Coed marks the first screen appearance of Artie Shaw and his band of the year, swinging it for the girl of the year, Lana Turner, supported by Richard Carlson, Ann Rutherford, Leon Errol, and Roscoe Carnes. Our air preview opens with one of the picture's introductory scenes, in which we discover that the stork is flying to and fro over the rooftop of a happily married Hollywood dancing team. The impending blessed event has upset the apple cart of the Monarch Picture Studio and its plans to star the couple in a million-dollar production. To say that the head of Monarch Pictures is displeased is to put it mildly. Listen, as he pours abuse on the head of his publicity man, haplessly played by Roscoe Carnes.
My publicity genius. This is a fine mess. Where have you been all morning? You're fired. Why didn't you keep an eye on them?
Listen, boss, a man's home is his castle, and this is a free country. You can't suppress fatherhood.
What is this, mutiny? What a business. What a business. Makes the sweetest things in life look sour. Ordinarily, I'm very fond of babies. But it's going to cost me $1 million.
Oh, don't get excited, boss. I've got an idea that'll turn this whole thing into a stroke of luck.
That's right. Twist the knife in the wound.
Monarch's publicity genius cannot forestall the blessed event. All he can do is to hope and grope for an idea to stem the boss's wrath, which he does with more than hoped for success.
No kidding, boss. This is straight. Now look. All we need is another partner for Freddie. I know we can't get Powell or Rogers or any of those, so our best bet is an unknown.
Well, that's brilliant. Monarch's gift to the theater marquee. Freddie, Tobin, and Clark.
Oh, now, wait a minute, let me finish. What does Dancing Coed suggest to you?
Headache.
Right, college girl. Now, my idea is to hold a contest.
Oh.
Visualize. Think of all the college girls in the United States jitterbugging from coast to coast. Thousands going wacky. On the Monarch Radio Hour, we announce the fact that Freddie Tobin wants a dancing partner, a coed, to star in Dancing Coed. Would that be a prairie fire?
Oh, everybody's suspicious of contests. Including me.
Not this one, because you're going to be the judge, and who'd ever question your integrity? With no one.
Yeah, there's something in that.
You want a name? How about this girl? Chosen above all the coeds in the United States. A cluck today, yes, but tomorrow, a comet streaking across the USA.
Hello? Artie Shaw in the building? Good, send him right up. I'm going to reroute Artie Shaw and his band through all the college towns and carry on the contest locally.
That That's wonderful, boss. A great idea.
And so the life of a publicity man was saved, and a great idea was born. Our air preview continues as we hear the radio announcement of the contest and the introduction of Artie Shaw.
Hiya, Hot Feet. This is Freddie Tobin speaking. I'm here for a very special reason tonight, and it's noisy news for co-eds all over the United States. Monarch Studios has decided to hold a nationwide co-ed contest. We're going to pick one of you right off the campus. All we ask is be a co-ed. A co-ed and a dancer. And wherever you are, I'm coming after you. And Artie Shaw is coming with me. East, west, north, and south. To every important college from coast to coast. But wait, here's Artie Shaw.
That was none other than Artie Shaw, King of Swing, just as you will hear him in Dancing Coed. But before we sign off, we'll ask Artie for just one more number, the one he plays during the finals of the contest. It wouldn't be cricket to let you in on the contest results, but we can tell you this much. Two of the finalists are glamour girl Lana Turner and Andy Hardy's girlfriend, Ann Rutherford. While Artie Shaw plays this closing number, try and guess the winner. Then see the picture to see if you were right. Listening to the band of the year, Artie Shaw, swinging it for the girl of the year, Lana Turner, supported by Richard Carlson, Ann Rutherford, and funny men Leon Errol and Roscoe Kahn. In Dancing Coed, this is your MGM radio reporter saying thank you for listening.
Thanks for joining us today for this wonderful podcast celebrating the golden history of Hollywood. Remember that wonderful films that you always wanted to own are now available on DVD and through electronic download through the WarnerArchive.com website. Future podcasts await you, so look out for them, and we hope to be with you again soon. Thanks for listening.